Like I said, they've won 10 games. Looking at, they don't score a lot of points. They don't shoot a whole lot, but they rebound the ball pretty well.
That they do.
31 rebounds a game.
Yeah, and if you've got a coach like they've got and you pay attention to and are able to do what he asks you to do, you're going to be a good ball club.
Yeah, the coach Bobby's alluding to, it's Eric Daniels. And Eric Daniels, Bobby and I were talking before we came on the air, a former UK Wildcat player, and we both concur, probably one of the best underrated recruits and players that Tubby Smith got. I mean, a 6'8 guy that was required to play in the post a whole lot. He liked that mid-range jumper, that smooth left-hand jump baby hook, too.
Very well. Yeah. He could go both ways, right and left, and was very, very deceptive with his moves. And by golly, he was certainly a joy to watch for the 4 years. And he was out of Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true. And Princeton High School up there in Cincinnati over by the Tri-County Mall, if you're familiar with that area. Princeton High School, the Vikings, they brought him back up there for a Christmas tournament, and they went 1-1 up there playing some teams from around that greater Cincinnati area. Eric Daniels, again, second season as a Paul Lawrence Dunbar head coach. Last year they were 4-24. He took over a team that had won 3 43rd district tournaments in a row back in 2018, 19, and 20. Then they had two seasons of losing records. So he's 14-27 overall at PLD, but again, doubling the win total. He was a former coach over at Woodford County High School, and he was at the helm for those girls' basketball team for three seasons. He had one district runner-up title. 26-48 was his record over there at Woodford County. He came here once, Bobby, and played as a Yellow Jacket coach back in the 11th of February of 2020. GRC put it on him pretty good.
Well, they did, and even with his pedigree, however, it all gets down to the players in school, on your team, and he can be the best coach in the world, but it takes players, and whatever's out there, you can bet your boots he is developing to the best of their respective abilities.
Trying to get this team on track. And again, he took a team that had back-to-back losing seasons. Won four games last year, but he's got a 10-win season this year. Head coach Robbie Graham, his Cardinal girls, you know all about them. 23-3. If you don't, that's about all you need to know. They are very good. They have but one senior on the team, McKeely Tabor, and she was recognized tonight pregame on senior night. The officials are on the floor. They're bringing the coaches and team captains to midcourt. We are 11 and a half minutes away from tip-off. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout. We'll return with more pregame to follow on WWKY.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
George Rogers Clark, Cardinal Girls, taking on Paul Lawrence Dunbar here in this home affair. Senior night for GRC, and they have but one senior on the ball team, and McKeely Tabor, she was recognized pregame. GRC's last win versus Paul Lawrence Dunbar was the 15th of February in 2022. It was a 62-40 home win. GRC is 5-0 versus Paul Lawrence Dunbar under head coach Robbie Graham. Last time Dunbar, they have had the school started in 1990. They've had two regional championships, 1997 and 2002. So a team that is not without success, but success is a GRC synonym. I tell you, they are playing great basketball. The latest ratings came out, the Cantrell ratings over in the Herald Leader. They hold GRC steady at number two in the state overall, right behind Sacred Heart. They bring GRC in at number four in the RPI rankings statewide. So Cardinal Girls getting recognition, and it's due them.
Well, it is, and yet they are very undersized relative to where they were 5 weeks ago. And going forward, it's going to be a tall test for them to realize their dreams. But by golly, they've got one tonight and then three more good, tough games before district play. And they're going to bring it. You can bet that.
Yeah, I agree with you. This this schedule is going to get tough right at the, I guess, at the good time. Right. I mean, like Coach Graham said when he was on Cardinal Connection, we want to win them all, don't get me wrong, but the stakes aren't real high right now. Like you said, we've got these games coming up, Paul Lawrence Dunbar tonight, then three on the road, and Notre Dame, Henry Clay, and Ashland Blazer, and two of those teams ranked teams. Notre Dame, number 18 in the state overall, and Blazer comes in at number four. So Coach Graham scheduling to have his team peaking at the right time.
And the Ashland game added late, which was a good move by both coaches to give their respective teams the best they could get at the best time they could have it.
I agree totally. Of course, you got to get to this state by winning the region. You got to get to the region by winning the district. The Cardinal Girls 6-0 in district competition and 6-0 in region. That's the only games they've played within the 10th region. Paul Lawrence Dunbar 4-7 in their region, 3-5 in their district. There is that extra team in the PLD district, so the district regular season person gets a bye. Bobby, the regional tournament for the state champion for the state tournament, the KHSAA were drawn in pretty tough on the 10th region. 10th region boys get the 9th region, which that's some of the top teams there. Newport High School with two guys that are over 6'7", and then also Covington Catholic, who seems like they're there about every year.
Well, that's going to be a war. But they'll have a war to get there. So if they get there, then we'll take care of things as best they can. But a tough row to hold before then.
Yeah, the boys, GRC boys, come in ranked number 16 in some of the state polling. Campbell County comes in at number 23 out of the 10th region. But 9th region teams, you got Covington Catholic at 5 and Newport at number 8. Girls, they drew even tougher, I'd say. The 10th region gets the 7th region. So you got Sacred Heart number 1 in the state, GRC number 2 in the state. They are tops in each one of those regions, but there's a lot of competition there. In Montgomery County, the girls team, they get in the top 25.
Well, one thing about it, a couple of years ago when Coach Graham saw the pairings and they were possibly to meet Sacred Heart in the second game, he said, gee whiz, we ought to just go ahead and get it over with that first night, see where we stand. So ideally, it would have been nice to get them in different brackets all together, where if both won three games, they could meet on Saturday evening for the championship.
Sure.
But daggone, things don't always work out the way you want, so that they're going to get their super test, assuming they get there early on, and that they'll know in a flash whether or not their season has ended or they've got a chance to do it all.
Sure, I can't agree totally. And you know, last year the fans and all really cried for that when GRC and Sacred Heart had a great state tournament matchup. But again, you got to get through the district
sure.
to get to the region. You got to get through the region to get to the state. Both teams back out on the court going through some warm-ups and a shoot-around. We will take another two-minute break. When Bobby and I return, we'll have more pregame. It's Paul Lawrence Dunbar, the girls' team, traveling over here. The Bulldogs taking on the GRC Cardinal girls. Back in 2 minutes.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitments.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Brown County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Well, a good crowd here on senior night for this girls matchup. Crowd still filtering in as the GRC Cardinal girls take on the Paul Lawrence Dunbar Lady Bulldogs. Both teams now heading to their respective benches. GRC trying to bounce back after that tough loss up in Louisville. Looking at Paul Lawrence Dunbar, they have won two games in a row. They beat Lexington Catholic at home and got a road win over East Jessamine. Those two wins snapped an eight-game losing streak. So the month of January was tough on them. They did not win a game during the month of January, but back-to-back wins. Bobby started off the season, Paul Lawrence Dunbar did, was six wins.
Wow.
And then kind of hit that dry spell. Makes you wonder if there wasn't an injury or something transpired. But it looks like the girls that played all the games played pretty steady all season long.
Right.
Well, we're going to get to see what they've got whenever they get ready to tip it off here on the eve of Valentine's Day. You taking care of that, Bobby?
Got it covered.
Got it covered. That's the way to do it. Hayes McMahon looks like he's nodding. Yeah.
Oh, he's always got his covered.
Good shape as well. Well, the red's the color. Both these teams wear red. As we're going to step aside for a break, when we come back, we'll have starting lineups, opening tip-off, game action coming your way right here from the GRC Arena. More to come in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Get set to go wherever the adventure takes you with help from major brands. Through February 21st, get a $60 reward card after online submission with the purchase of four new select BF Goodrich Terrain family of tires. All other purchases of four new BF Goodrich tires qualify for $40. Get more details at Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling, or at bfgoodrichtires.com/promotions. BF Goodrich, what are you building for?
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Let's go to the public address.
Senior number one, Bella Rusing. At guard, a 5'5 freshman, number 11, Layla Flynn. At forward, a 5'6 freshman, number 12, Deke Daniels. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 21, Justice Biggerstaff. And at forward, a 5'11 sophomore, number 22, Ava Rankin. And now, let's hear it for your GRC Hoops team. Head coach, Robbie Graham. At guard, a 5'8 senior, number 24, McKeely Tabor. At guard, a 5'7 junior, number 4, Jalen Green. At forward, a 5'10 junior, number 10, Kanaya Jones. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 2, T. Yeast. And at guard, a 5'5 freshman, number 0, Kennedy Stamford. Good luck to both teams.
Well, the Paul Lawrence Dunbar girls team, they come in. They have won their last two games in a row. GRC Cardinal girls, a tough loss up in Louisville. That snapped a three-game winning streak for GRC. So the Cardinal girls looking to get back on a roll. Both these teams, red is in their uniform color. GRC in the home whites. PLD in the road grays, black and red. Looking at the Dunbar team, leading rebounder does not start on this team. That's maybe a little unusual, but our leading scorer doesn't necessarily start all the time. So I guess it's not who starts, it's who plays and finishes.
Who finishes.
Yeah. T. Yeast will jump it up. She jumps up against Rusing, and PLD got the ball and in the front court with it. Quick three on the way by Daniels, and that is shot short. It'll be over to GRC. Jalen Green is going to bring it up. A little different look. Runs into the zone. Yeast has it straight away to Green. 1-2-2 for PLD. They've got a 5'11 player out on top. They go into Kenaya Jones. She slipped the defense and put it in.
Caught it at the GRC sign, took a ball fake to the right of the hoop and dropped it in.
Cardinal girls putting pressure on the Lady Bulldogs. PLD gets it in the front court. Shaky ball handling there by Flynn. Flynn, their leading scorer, had it taken away from her at midcourt. Kenaya Jones lost it, but for good reason. She was fouled as Flynn, trying to regain possession, fouled her in the process. Cardinal girls with the basketball on their end of the floor. Again, a 1-2-2. They've got Ava Rankin listed right at 6 feet tall out on top, playing the point on the 1-2-2. Green lost the ball on the dribble. Finds Stamper. She's open. She'll shoot a three. Went in and out. Rebounded by Kenaya Jones. Couldn't control it coming away. Here's Dunbar with it. Stamper picking up, Rusing in the backcourt. Now sliding with Flynn. Stamper on Flynn. Flynn throws a soft pass, but Rusing able to get it, and McKeely Tabor put pressure on her. It'll be out of bounds. Coach Graham ends up with the basketball. And it'll be inbounded right in front of the GRC bench. Cardinal girls going man-to-man. Trying to get open, and Rusing gets it into Flynn. Flynn a little shaky. Now she's got it. Stamper steps out on her, driving left side. Cut off at the blocks, double team. Yeast got down there, caused some problems, and Jones with her second steal. Up to Stamper. Kennedy, stop, pop, hit it. In transition.
That's the shot that is going to be vital for them to be able to convert going forward.
So off the Jones steal, Stamper converts. Mid-range jumper, Daniels trying to chase it down. She is put to the floor, and she turned it over. Third turnover by PLD. Coach Eric Daniels watching his team struggle offensively to get the ball into the offensive set. Stamper's going to run it in a hurry. PLD back defensively. Tabor, low post. They go to Jones. Kiana, maybe a little overpassing. She had it in the post and threw it too high. She'll come out, and Annette Miller comes in.
Yeah, had a wide open five-footer in front of the basket and threw a bullet pass to the baseline. It was a little bit too tall.
Here's pressure by GRC. Flynn trying to get away from it, having trouble. Now throws it in the front court, caught by Daniels. High post they go to Biggerstaff. Shot put up, challenged there by Miller. Miller got the rebounded miss. Coming down middle of the floor, angles off to the right, throws a pass that's picked off. Tried to hit T. Yeast. Instead of the bounce pass on the wing, it was picked.
Yeah, you got to bounce that one.
Daniels wants to run the weave. They hand it off. Stamper slides through. She checks and picks up Rusing, who now goes to Biggerstaff. Right of the circle with it, Daniels. T. Yeast on her. T. Yeast trying to take it away from the freshman. It goes out of bounds. It will stay with PLD. is we played almost 3 minutes, Cardinal girls with a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, but they are bringing the energy, and that's what you like to see.
GRC going man-to-man on this inbound play. Biggerstaff floats it out on top. 5'7 senior, she's the captain of this club, gets it over there. Pounding the ball on the floor is Flynn. Flynn wanted to get rid of it. She does. They throw the pass into the post. It's broken up by Annette Miller. That pass intended for Ava Rankin at 6 feet tall, trying to establish in the lane.
Yeah, Tabor fronting caused a high pass, and they almost got the pilfer.
They get the ball inbounds. They go back to Biggerstaff. Baseline 10-footer. Left side missed it. On the rebound, Rankin going over the back of McKeely Tabor. And Tabor not wanting to shy away from physical play.
She will do her part. She'll get that nose in there, no question.
Cardinal girls come up in the half court. Again, they run into this 1-2-2 zone defense for Dunbar. Coach Daniels, I'm sure, likes it. 3 minutes and only two baskets. Jalen Green lost it, got it. Stamper drops it baseline, put it on the right blocks, powering her way, putting it up and in. Miller with that bucket.
Neat bounce pass and even a stronger move once she got to the low block.
Didn't look like a bank angle, but she banked it in. McKeely Tabor with a steal, a run out by Stamper, left-hand scoop shot at the rim, and she's going to go to the foul line. That foul will be on Flynn, and that's going to be a little taxing. Well, they say that will be on Levy. I don't believe Levy's in the game. Levy's wanting to come in. Stamper's free throw is good. Yeah.
Yeah, foul on Flynn, I think he said. Yeah.
Team third, yeah. Levy's waiting to come in. Stamper's second free throw with all that chaos and commotion. She's able to focus and hit two. Cardinal girls pitching a shutout, 8-0. Driving in, Flynn runs it to the right baseline, runs right into a double team. Nice cut to the basket by Levy, right, but she couldn't handle it, turned it over, and it 5'10 freshman Levy turns it over.
Bounce pass to the low block, and Jalen Green there to double down and knocked it off of her out of bounds. Lady Cards ball.
Stamper with a pass on the wing, and again, not much on that pass, and Coach Graham with a teachable moment. He's ended up with the ball twice, Coach Graham. He's ball magnet tonight.
Well, I tell you what, he's right in the middle of things. Let's put it that way.
An active coach, right?
Sure.
Stamper between a leg dribble, throws a bounce pass left of the lane. Miller pulls it out beyond the circle. Picked up her dribble, high post, flashing T. Yeast. She got it, and they took it away, going to the floor, Dunbar. And then Yeast is going to tie him up. Finally, a junk ball in all this scrum. We had three girls on the floor. And Coach Daniels is going to call the timeout. So evidently, that will be the second turnover by GRC. 30-second break. Card girls up 8-0. Bobby's got a message.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work for you with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily lean needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon. They will be there to take care of you.
8-0, GRC with the lead. Stamper with four, Jones with two, Miller with two. And a turnover there by PLD out of the timeout. Chestnut, who checked in at that break, throws it to Miller, right side to go to Kylie Chestnut. So we got the Chestnut sisters, Kylie to Anaya. Her shot's blocked. Kylie got the rebound, tried to put it up, her shot was blocked. So PLD trying to play some interior defense there.
Well, he did a good job of getting them fired up to do that, but Card's having good ball movement.
Floated in, left of the circle. Miller has it to Jalen Green. Picked up her dribble. Now goes to Chestnut. Throw it over to Kylie Chestnut, and Anaya slides through. Chestnut picked up the basketball, and then she traveled. So the GRC set just didn't look right, Bobby.
Well, it hasn't really looked that fluid here through the first nearly 5 minutes of this game. But overall, when you're up 8-0, you're doing such a good job on the defensive end that you're not really giving the other team a chance to get into this thing at all.
Jalen Goodwin checks in. Kennedy Stamper out. Paul Lawrence Dunbar with the ball. Levy has it left side. They go to Biggerstaff. Green steps out on her. They center the ball there with Bella Rusing. She lost it. Chestnut with a steal. Lead pass to Goodwin. She couldn't get a shot off. Finds Chestnut trailing the play. Out to Annette Miller. Three ball. Good. Top of the key. You like that inside now.
Well, very, very patient by Anaya that time to find the open player.
Here's a steal by Miller. Miller lead pass to Kylie Chestnut. Again, angle probably not there and put too much air under it. And Coach Graham sending messages to the girls. Miller comes out. Madeline settles in. Let's set the lineup. Goodwin, Chestnut, Chestnut, Green, and Settles. PLD with the ball in the front court. Daniels runs into a double team. Got rid of it. Ball's batted around. Yaden tries to save it. She does. Daniels throws a pass. Picked off by Settles. Settles leads the break. Three on three. Angles to the left. Trailing Goodwin. Passed up a shot to go to Green. Jalen Green drop it baseline. Kylie Chestnut. Wow. A three. That's good.
That looked good from the midpoint.
She's not afraid to shoot it. I tell you what, middle school student or not, she's got a lot of confidence.
Yeah, quick trigger and very well balanced for that shot.
Float a pass to Biggerstaff, who fires from 15. Her shot's missed from the right wing. Rebounded by Kylie Chestnut. Off to Maddie Settles. Good skills by Settles. Push it in the front court. Anaya Chestnut hit a three.
Well,
Cardinal girls have hit three out of four, three of their last three.
17 zip.
In the front court, here's Daniels. She throws one up the goal. Settles with her second rebound. Coming out of the pack, dribbling left of the lane. They find Chestnut, Kylie Chestnut. Spot up three. That one's missed. Daniels got the long rebound for Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Inside a minute and a half and the clock rolling here in the first. Card girl shutting out Dunbar. There's a shot put up by Yaden at the rim. It's off. Kylie Chestnut lead pass over to Maddie Settles. Give it back to Kylie Chestnut. Gooden got it. In the paint, draws a double team, kick it out. Anaya Chestnut hit a three.
Holy smokes, they're on fire from long range.
20-0, and Coach Daniels just watching his girls try to get into an offensive flow. Gooden with a steal. Left side to Chestnut, over to Maddie Settles. She'll try and she'll hit. These girls are on fire. They have hit five out of seven three-point shots in this ball game, a full timeout. And in the game, six different Cardinal girls have scored. We'll step aside. 1 minute break. Back after this.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com. How may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Dunbar, they work against the press. They get it in the front court and then turn it over. Jones with her third steal. Drop it baseline. Anaya Chestnut shovels a pass in there to Kanaya Jones. They tied her up in the paint, and it's a jump ball. It'll stay with GRC, but that does not temper the irritation Coach Graham has with turning that ball over, or at least not getting a shot in the paint.
Got a good pass to the interior.
Agree.
But in her defense, they threw it right between her and the defender as opposed to throwing it away from the defender.
Jones hands it off to Goodwin. Jalen picked up her dribble. Screen down, pop out Chestnut. Go to Settles. Settles dribbling right wing. High post. Kanaya Jones throws a one-hand pass. Goodwin couldn't get it, but Chestnut does. Chestnut with eight here in the first quarter. That being Anaya Chestnut.
25 zip here in the final 10 seconds.
8 seconds on the clock. Bigger staff puts it up and in. She gets a basket in the waning seconds here in the first. Unaware of the clock. Kylie Chestnut couldn't get a shot off at the horn, but boy, what a quarter for GRC. Cardinal girls lead in a mighty way, 25-2 at the end of the first quarter. 1 minute break coming up when we return. Second quarter play coming your way right here on WWKY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you. Grow up with you and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Second quarter play, Dunbar with the basketball, but GRC with a mighty lead, a double team, and a foul called in the front court. T. East picks up the foul. That is her first, and that is the team's first of this quarter. The five on the floor, McKeely Tabor, Kanaya Jones, Anaya Chestnut, T. East, and Kennedy Stamper. Lob pass goes in, driving, shot put up, left-hand layup, missed. Jones got the rebound off the Lavi miss. Goes to Anaya Chestnut, slipped the defense, threw up a runner, didn't get it. Lavi with a rebound. She pulls down six a game. She lost it on a back tip, but Dunbar will keep possession, and it'll be underneath her basket.
Out running the ball and getting the back tip.
They look for Rankin at 6 feet tall. They front her in the paint, so they float it out to Lavi. Lavi angles off to the right. Tabor slides with her. No backdoor cut, and Stamper steals the ball. Kennedy throws it length of the floor. Hit Tabor in stride. She missed at the rim. Going the other way. Lead pass. Flynn drops it over. Chestnut steals it. Chestnut goes to the floor, then finds somehow, gets it to Jones, to Stamper. Three on two, Kennedy spinning, shooting, shot it short. Nice individual move. Here comes Flynn. Flynn at the left elbow, kicks it out, puts it on the floor, dribbling around now is Yaden. Yaden coming off that Dunbar bench, and McKeely Tabor, the lone senior for GRC, puts her to the floor with a foul. And it wasn't much contact, as I say puts her to the floor, but I believe Yaden had lost her balance.
More of a trip, inadvertent, if anything.
McKeely gets that foul. Her first, team second. PLD gets the ball in. Dunbar trailing. Cards with a big 25-2 lead. Flynn trying to make her move, averaging 8 points per game. She's had a tough go of it here and a five count on her. She hands it off the weave to Biggerstaff, who puts a shot up. Rankin tipped it, but Yeast got it. Throws it to Stamper. At the rim, draws the foul. And that's going to be the third foul on Layla Flynn, Coach Eric Daniels' leading scorer. And she picks up her third, and I don't know if you just let her play through it or what. You got a 25-2 lead. She may be more valuable on the bench now than later. Stamper makes a free throw. Kennedy is now 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 5 points in the game for this phenomenal freshman. Another one coming. Stamper averaging 11 points per game. She drains this free throw. It's a great thing when your point guard makes free throws, and Stamper hits 72%.
Pretty good. Cards up 27-2 here. Minute and a half into the second quarter.
Goodwin comes in. Stamper back out. Swing it into the front court, left of the lane, now left of the circle, crossover dribble. Flynn got to the rim, put it up, and she'll draw the foul. So Coach Daniels, I think his thinking was along my line of thinking. Maybe yeah. Flynn's got three fouls. You better play her now rather than maybe may not be later.
Well, and a nice move on or near the baseline with that ball fake to take it to the basket, and she's been rewarded by making the first of her two free throws.
Flynn's got another free throw. And missed that one. T. Yeast rebound. Green released. She found her. Put her up, put it in.
That's what you call running the floor and keeping your head up if you have the ball.
Dunbar gets it in the front court, and Jalen Green is going to be called for the foul as she tripped Biggerstaff between the circles. Biggerstaff coming to get the basketball. Green picks up her second foul in this quarter. The third foul on GRC as a team. Green will come out. Kylie Chestnut comes in. You've got T. Yeast, Kylie Chestnut, Kanaya Jones, McKeely Tabor, and Anaya Chestnut. And Anaya Chestnut, she causes a turnover. 12 turnovers by Paul Arntz Dunbar in the game. GRC with three miscues.
Tenacious defense the whole game by the Lady Cards.
Well, enough of Anaya Chestnut to wear on you. I'm just telling you, she will make it hard on the opposing team's ball handler.
No question.
She's just relentless. She's in great condition, got good lateral movement, and she's an on-ball defender. Dunbar trying to break this press. They get it in the front court. Double team by Flynn. Chestnut and Tabor double up on her. Pass thrown, and Jones picks up her fourth steal. Kanaya Jones angles off to the right, dribbling. Two-hand pass to Chestnut. Three ball. Shot it short. Tried to follow her own miss from the left wing, and it goes to Dunbar. 29-3. Cardinal girls will lead. Dunbar with the ball in the front court. 5:15 to go before half. Backdoor cut. Flynn had a shot. Kick it out. Daniels with a three. That one's missed. Long rebound comes out. Chestnut has it. Two players on the deck. Anaya, pull up, stop, pop, 18 feet, left wing, got it.
Stop and pop, that's going to be critical. Great play.
10 in the game for Anaya Chestnut is she can really score in floods. And there's a steal. Kylie Chestnut has it. Over to Anaya. Anaya finds sister Kylie, cut to the lane, put up the runner, didn't get it. Rebound claimed by Labby. Over there to Flynn. Flynn, without numbers, she's going to push it. And Jones nearly came up with her fifth steal, but Tabor get it. Tabor gets it, and we've got a foul in the backcourt. That'll be on Daniels, her first, and team second of the quarter. Stops the clock with 4.5 to play here in the first half. Couple of subs in. We'll set the card lineup. So right now for GRC on the floor, Annette Miller, T. Yeast, Kanaya Jones, and in the backcourt, Kylie Chestnut, and with the ball, Kennedy Stamper. Stamper between the circle. Pass it left wing. Kylie Chestnut rubs off a Jones screen. Stamper takes it deep on the right side. She waves clear it out. She got to the foul line, picked up a dribble. Jones shovels it back to her. Stamper between the leg dribble. Man-to-man now by PLD. And Stamper with a little scoop shot off the dribble drive.
She just had a blow-by move going down the right side of the lane. 33-3 Cards here.
And then Stamper nearly got a steal, and Biggerstaff will pick up that foul. It'll be her second, team third of this quarter. We're midway through this second quarter. Cardinal girls with a big, big lead. Miller to throw it inbounds. Got a player, and then throws it all the way in the backcourt, and Kylie Chestnut has to sprint all the way at the baseline to get it. And then Daniels puts her to the floor, and Coach Eric Daniels doesn't say much. He's just looking kind of like...
stoic look.
Yeah.
Daughter, what are you doing?
Yeah, that fourth team foul.
That's what you call a legitimate 84 feet from the basket foul.
Oh, that's a good point there. You know, that pass... don't know where that was going. It almost went out. T. Yeast between the circle. T. bounced past to Miller, off to Stamper. She had an open shot. Steps inside the circle and hit it.
A sure two is better than a maybe three. Good play.
Straight down the floor, Lavi, bounce pass, right wing, driving in, Rusin, double team. Stamper picked the pass. Throws a long outlet to Kanaya Jones, and Jones has it taken away. Coming away with it now, PLD. Dunbar with the ball. Daniels, left side with a left-hand dribble. Checked in the front court by Stamper, trying to get space, and Stamper with a reach-in foul. Freshman on freshman there, and Kennedy will get her first personal foul, team fourth.
Well, when you're up 35-3, 3 minutes left in the second quarter, your team's not doing a whole lot the wrong way.
Well, they say team fifth, and that will put Daniels at the free throw line, and she makes a free throw, another one coming. Jalen Goodwin out, and Kanaya Jones gets a breather. So the Cards going right now at this point. Five guards on the floor. Second free throw miss. Stamper chases it down for the Cardinal girls. Kennedy Stamper, middle of the floor, still attacking. Got to the lane, kick it out. Kylie Chestnut, baseline three, not there. Miller got the rebound, tipped it out to herself. Skip it left side. Stamper loads a three. That misses, and T. Yeast trying to battle in there. She was the last person to touch it. Possession to the Lady Bulldogs.
Two good looks by the Lady Cards. Just didn't drop, but 35-4, you're not doing too much wrong in this one.
5 of 10 shooting the three. That's GRC. In the first quarter, they hit in that quarter 5 3-point shots, all of them. Pull-up shot by Rusing, tried to bank it, missed it. Miller got a rebound off the 15-footer. Throw it left side. Kylie Chestnut took it right into the teeth of the defense. She turns it over. Lead pass to Biggerstaff. She scored at the rim.
Run out basket. 35-6 Lady Cards.
Quickly the other way. Jalen Goodwin finds T. Yeast. Ball fake goes to Kylie Chestnut. Mm-hmm. Not afraid to shoot. Had a good look. Didn't go down. Kick it out to Stamper. Off the Goodwin pass. Pull up 12-footer. Hit it. She's played limited minutes, Bobby, but it's been at a premium.
Yeah, she is flat on fire here tonight.
Kennedy Stamper in this game, 12 points in the first half. T. Yeast got a steal, and no, they say she's stepping on the end line. So an exchange of turnovers. Give it back to Dunbar. Stops the clock inside of 2 minutes here to play in the second quarter, 37-6. Coach Graham walking the sideline. He has utilized his bench with a lot of substitution patterns. Coach Daniels for the Dunbar Bulldogs. He's essentially taking a seat now and will wait this 2 minutes out and see if his girls can't finish the quarter on a little bit of a high note. It's a held ball. Dunbar will have it underneath their goal. They're still running plays. Don't get me wrong. They're running offensive sets. They've got an out-of-bounds play. Rankin didn't get it. They float it way out on top. Now with the ball, checking in, Mackenzie Day. But we're going to have a loose ball, and the Dunbar fans screaming for a foul, and it is called. It's on Jalen Goodwin. Yeah. So over the limit on fouls, it will put at the line Sydney Yaden. Yaden makes the free throw. Dunbar with two baskets in this first half.
And they're really a better team than this, but not tonight with this defense being employed by the Lady Cards.
Second free throw miss. Kylie Chestnut throws a bullet pass to Goodwin. Cuts to the basket. Got a nice feed from Settles, and Kylie Chestnut is fouled.
Beautiful.
Sydney Yaden didn't want that foul called. Two good passes on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a nice, quick, alert pass to the cutter from the wing from Settles to Chestnut, and she is rewarded with two free throws.
Kylie Chestnut makes the free throw. She's got another one coming.
Got 1:38 left in the first half, and it's all Lady Cards.
Kylie Chestnut stands probably a foot behind the free throw line whenever she shoots that free throw, and that's her comfort zone. Obviously, she makes both free throws here, and she hits 71.5% on the season. Shot at the rim is missed by Dunbar, and Jalen Goodwin rushing in there took one flush on the face. And
yeah, the ball got her.
Yeah, and she wears braces, too, and that's not a good thing. When you get hit flush in the face, immediately your eyes start to water. Yeah, she comes out.
She's got more than water flowing there.
Stakeland comes in, replacing Goodwin. Pass on the right wing, with it for Dunbar. Biggerstaff. Bounce pass left for Yaden. Crossover dribble. Stakeland goes with her. Kick it out. Biggerstaff, 18-footer. Shot it short. McKeely Tabor with a rebound. Taken away and then a foul. It was Layla Flynn making the steal, and then Tabor picking up the foul. Her second, and two free throws coming for the PLD Lady Bulldog team.
Flynn stuck with it after the Lady Cards hauled in that rebound and was able to snatch it away.
Flynn makes the first free throw as Dunbar, all three of their prior attempts at the line, they've made the first and missed the second. That is holds true on this time, but then a second chance scoring point put up and in by Yaden. Yaden with a rebound put back. We've got time called on the floor. 30-second timeout. Cardinal girls, big lead. Back after this brief message.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Cardinal girls with a basketball. It'll be on the floor. Anaya Chesnut, Maddie Settles, Jalen Green driving in, McKeely Tabor and shooting the three. Stakeland hit a three.
Beautiful pass as she came across to the foul line from the wing, passed it into the corner, and Stakeland is gold.
She looked good on that shot. That's coming back good after an injury, collected herself, made a nice shot. Here's a steal by Green, two on two. Anaya Chesnut missed it to rim. Green got the rebound, elected not to take it up in heavy traffic. Goes to Tabor. McKeely trying to pivot out and get space. Goes to Anaya Chesnut in the paint, kick it out. Green,
wow,
three ball,
good
put
day.
It in.
And there's your 35 points.
Green hits that three. She has 5 points in the game. Clock at 14 seconds here in the first half. Cardinal girls, 35-point lead. Ball knocked away. Labby's got it. Between the leg dribble, they run the weave. Five on the clock. Got to get a shot. Day takes it into the paint. Spins around. Bank shot at the horn. Put it in.
Good move by the big power post player.
Well, as you traveled and didn't see it, Coach Graham saying, you didn't see the travel, huh? I think we're going to give them that basket. It's 45-12 at halftime. 45-12, George Roger Clark Cardinal girls leading. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Bobby and I'll return. We've got a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
My name is Tina Bryant, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, headquartered here in beautiful Mount Sterling, Kentucky. If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services we offer at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and visit us at sterlinghealthky.org. Or better yet, stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare, we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Halftime score, it's the George Rogers Clark Cardinals leading here in a big way, 45-12. GRC came out with a 25-2 lead at the end of the first quarter as the Cardinal girls were able to hit four of their first 5 3-point shots. They were hot as fire in that first quarter. They hit 5 3-point shots and rolling up 25 points. They've shot the ball well. They've forced 18 turnovers. They've made all of their free throws. Coach Daniels that's Eric Daniels for Paul Lawrence Dunbar. He played 8 players in the first half. Robbie Graham, he played 11 for the GRC Cardinal girls. Bobby, they were hot in the first quarter, and Coach Graham says he likes those single-digit quarters defensively. He got a good one there to start.
Yeah, he gave up a whopping 2 points in that first and 10 in the second, but when you get 20 in the second, that means you capitalize and get even a bigger lead.
Cardinal girls scoring at a high pace and playing at a very high level, leading 45-12 at halftime. Looking at some of the team numbers in the ball game, I mentioned the hot shooting. GRC 7 of 13 in 3-point shooting. Paul Lawrence Dunbar, their opponent, 0 for 2. Cardinal girls have turned the ball over 8 times. Paul Lawrence Dunbar, they have 18 turnovers in the first half of play. Second chance scoring has been a 3-2 edge for GRC. Fast break scoring, it's a 7-2 edge for the Cardinal girls. GRC shoots 6 of 6 at the foul line, while Paul Lawrence Dunbar, they shoot 4 of 8 at the free throw stripe. 45-12 at halftime. We will take a 1-minute break. When we come back, we'll do individual stats, that and more, coming up on the Halftime Show. Back in a minute.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Halftime score, 45-12 in favor of George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls, taking on Paul Lawrence Dunbar here tonight at the GRC Arena. Dunbar came in with a 10-13 record, winners of their last two in a row. GRC girls, 23-3 overall. They had won 3 in a row, but had that modest winning streak snapped up in Louisville. But no hangover here, Bob. They came out hot.
Had the energy when they were in Louisville Friday night playing the one of the best teams in the country, Sacred Heart, and you might think that they might be down a little bit, but it looks to me like they increased that energy level, and this score has been very reflective of that fact.
Cardinal girls forcing 18 turnovers. Now, the 18 turnovers, they only have 7 points in fast break scoring, but GRC shooting at a high percentage and playing at a high level. Individually for Dunbar in the first half, 4 points for Justice Biggerstaff, 3 scored by Sydney Yaden, 2 points for Layla Flynn. You also have 2 points for Mackenzie Day, 1 point scored by Ariana Daniels. Yet Bella Rusing, Ellie Lavey, and Ava Rankin all played but have yet to score. For the Cardinals of GRC, Kennedy Stamper, she probably played 12 minutes. She's got 12 points. She played sparingly in that first half. She has made 4 of 4 at the foul line. And as far as her shooting in this ball game, she has made 4 out of 6 from the floor overall, playing really well. 10 points in the game for Anaya Chesnut, as she hit a pair of threes in the first quarter of play. Other scoring for GRC, 5 points for Kylie Chesnut. You've got 5 points scored by Jalen Green, 5 points for Annette Miller, 3 points at halftime for Kylie Stakeland, 3 scored by Madeline Settles, 2 points in the game for Kanaya Jones. T. Yeast, Jalen Goodwin, Makili Tabor have all played in the first half, but have yet to score. Well, both teams have come out of the locker room. They're on the floor going through their warm-ups. It's 45-12 in favor of GRC. We will take another one-minute break. We'll be back after this one-minute break right here on WWKY.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Cardinal girls with a big lead here at halftime. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. It's 45-12. GRC with that lead. They scored 25 points in the first quarter, then added to it in the second. They held Paul Lawrence Dunbar to only 2 points in that first quarter of play. And I mean, if you're Coach Graham, your girls need the conditioning. So you just say it's 0-0 and you just go at it.
Go at it.
And Coach Daniels of Paul Lawrence Dunbar, he knows that, Bobby.
Oh, he's well aware of that. And yet, guards will probably have a running clock here for virtually all of this second half. And so if you're going to have a possession, you better put all out or else you might not be out on the floor long.
Yeah, it's Coach Graham is his coaching here late in the season. It's beyond rotation time. It's beyond settling starter time. It's time to really polish and refine your game. Cardinal girls off a nice cut to the basket. T.E. missed the runner.
Got as good a look as she'll get this game, but that's okay.
I agree. It was a nice cut and a good delivery there off the wing. Driving it to the right baseline, going all the way down, elevating and shooting off the dribble is Flynn. She missed it, and Kanaya Jones with a rebound, and Daniels will draw the foul in the backcourt. That'll be her third, team first of this third quarter. Pretty edgy little play for a freshman, wasn't it? She just kept sliding with her, kept contact.
Put her hands to the sky like, what did I do?
Yeah, in the NFL, they call that you were still engaged. Yeah, you never let her go. T.E.'s dribbles to the left elbow. Bounce pass into Kanaya Jones. Spinning up and under. Bank shot good.
Yeah, that spin move. And that ball fake got her a deuce.
Good up and under move. Good recognition by T. Yeast, who's not scored in this game, but passes like that contribute. On the right wing, Rusing throws a pass, and Jalen Green overshoots the passing lane and will draw the foul, I do believe.
She was ready to get that steal and take it all the way, but official caught her for slapping the wrist.
Her third foul, she more self-limiting probably than any Cardinal player because she really plays aggressive, tries to get her hands involved. And a lot of dribbling out here, and Stamper's tightened up on Flynn, who leaves a bounce pass on the left baseline for Biggerstaff, who scored both the buckets for Dunbar in this game. She scored two of the three. Skip it over to... And Green playing again, physical and aggressive. With three fouls, the girl went to the floor, but Green knocked it out of bounds.
If there's a ball, whether there's a lane to get to it or not, if she's going to attack it, she's not going to stop.
Well, she fights over a screen and causes them to throw the pass at McKeeley. Tabor steals. Tabor, ball fake, turnaround shot, had it blocked. Had it blocked again, it goes out of bounds. It'll be a Cardinal girls' ball underneath their goal.
Nice Dunbar defense that time. She recovered and was able to keep McKeeley from getting it up near the rim.
Biggerstaff with two blocks. Stamper, bounce pass, left baseline. Kanaya Jones drives in, throws up the runner, got too deep, hit the bottom of the rim, but a shove in the back as she hit the lane.
Now, that's probably the reason, because she looked like she was going to be able to get to the other side before she released.
Kanaya with 4 points in the game. This free throw rolls off. Jones, a starter pretty much all year long, and with the absence of Sierra Byers, the tallest player on the team. She missed both free throws. Green's follow-up won't go. T. Yeast battling to get that rebound back. It's a jump ball, a held ball, and it'll go to Dunbar.
Cards continuing to battle. They've had a lid on that basket for the most part here early on in this third, but haven't let up a bit.
Driving in, Lana Flynn, picked up by Stamper, top of the key, now between the circle. Left side to Biggerstaff. Pull up a little 10-footer, hit it on the baseline. Senior team captain.
Yeah, stop and pop. Don't take it in too deep.
Cardinal girls attacking. Green got to the left of the lane. Finds T. Yeast. Backdoor cut. T's in the books.
T's in the books with a nice layup from the right side after a good pass.
Yeast with the nice bucket, as Bobby described, off the Green delivery. Driving in lane. Picked up the dribble. McKeeley Tabor in the passing lane, but they get it to Biggerstaff. Drop it over there to Rusing. Rusing tried a crossover dribble. Fifth steal for Kanaya Jones. Three on one. Bounce pass. Stamper gave it back to her. Jones, left-hand shot. Missed it at the rim. Girls are committed to fundamentals. She tried it with the left hand on the left side of the lane.
Kanaya wasn't ready for that pass and hesitated. Had she been charging the basket, she would have been able to put it up and in. But again, maybe a little overpassing, but still protecting the ball.
Anaya Chestnut in. McKeeley Tabor goes out. Paul Arch Dunbar with the ball on their end of the floor. GRC up 49-14. Run and jump by Jones and traveling called as a distressed look comes over the face of Ellie Labby.
Well, she got attacked by a couple of lady cards about 35 feet from the basket and tumbled to the floor.
Man-to-man by Dunbar. Stamper just took it to the basket, banked it in straight away with a runner.
Slammed it against that backboard for the deuce. 51-14.
3 minutes to go in the third. Clock rolling. Run and jump on a double team. Labby finally gets rid of it. Daniels trying to get a shot off, and she'll launch a three. Didn't really have much of a shot there. They throw it the length of the floor. Shot put up by Green, and she'll draw the foul, and I believe that's going to be on Daniels as well. That's her fourth, third team foul, and it'll send Jalen Green. She'll go to the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Green, whose game has really been up, she makes a free throw here. She had 15 in the loss to Sacred Heart. Actually, in the month of January, you go back, she has been in double figures, 11, now make it 12 of the past 14 games. Her stock has really risen, Bobby.
Offensive efficiency and brought a well-rounded game with it.
Makes both free throws here. And the Cardinal girls with a 53-14 lead against Paul Lawrence Dunbar, a 10-win team out of the 11th region. Flynn trying to get room, throws it, finds Day, shot put up as Jones tried to drop back on the baseline for interior help, but Day will go to the free throw line.
Nice cross, the lane pass that time to her, and she got the shot up, got fouled, so we'll be on the line here inside 2 minutes with her team trailing by 39.
I think you got to find a place for this girl to play. She's 6 feet tall. We saw she had a good footwork on the one basket before the horn, although she traveled a little bit. But I think she's a senior, too, and they're going to give her some minutes. Makes a nice free throw there. She goes one of two at the line. Whole new five in for the Cardinal girls. Let's set them. Annette Miller, Kylie Stakeland, Kylie Chesnut, Maddie Settles, Annette Miller on the floor, and Jalen Green, or Goodwin, excuse me. Good to see Goodwin back in there. She took one right flush on the face, and she rubs her brow there and then throws a pass on the left wing to Settles. Settles and Miller pick and roll. Annette put a shot up, and Lavi blocked the shot, thought she had all ball. But that foul will be on Dunbar, her first, team fourth. And that Miller will go to the free throw line. Miller's another young Cardinal player, a sophomore that's got a lot of upside to her game. She makes a free throw here.
1:16 left in the third. All Lady Cards, 54-15.
Annette Miller makes both free throws. She shoots 83% from the foul line on the season. It's now a 40-point lead for the Cardinal girls. 11 different GRC players have played in this game as Biggerstaff drives into the teeth of the defense, and Coach Graham says, stop fouling. Well, Move your feet. Don't be reaching.
Well, they got hung up on that pick and roll that time, and she got the baseline and left nothing to chance and had to foul her.
Biggerstaff missed the first free throw. She's got 6 points in the game. She, like her teammate Day, a senior. Biggerstaff's the team captain. She goes one of two at the foul line. Inside a minute to play in the third and the clock rolling. Jalen Goodwin, middle of the floor, finds Miller trailing. Annette Miller, left of the circle, has Day on her. Crossover dribble. Beat the defense and put it up and in.
Shoot, they looked like they wanted to watch her go by, and they did, and she took advantage.
She did, man. Quick first step on a crossover dribble. Left of the lane. Make that right of the lane. Flynn's holding the ball. Settles guarding her. Bounce pass to Biggerstaff. Puts a shot up. Jalen Goodwin with a block. We're going to call jump ball, and good for Jalen. 5 foot three. Not often you get a block shot.
Did a heck of a job.
She got one there.
Going straight up for it, and the official right on top of the call here as we go inside 10 seconds with this running clock.
Goodwin in a hurry. Got to midcourt. Throw it to Kylie Chesnut. A three at the horn is missed. 3 quarters of play in the book. Cardinal girls still with a commanding lead over Paul Lawrence Dunbar. It's 57-16 in girls action. We'll be back. Fourth and final quarter coming your way on your home for GRC Sports right here at WWKY.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the steak graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment. The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community. With diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care, with their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
Dunbar High with a basketball, but it's GRC girls with a huge lead. As we begin the fourth quarter of play, Dunbar trying to work the half-court set, and GRC all over them. Chestnut, Miller, settles, and Goodwin on the floor. It'll be Dunbar with the ball out of bounds underneath their goal as Chestnut broke up the play. Coach Eric Daniels of PLD playing a lot of players. Jalen Goodwin got her second block. Lead pass to Miller. Drop it on the baseline. Anaya Chestnut missed a three. Chased down by Jalen Goodwin. Goodwin between the circle. Bounce pass to Chestnut. Right of the lane. Slipped in. Put it up off the dribble drive.
Boy, nice job of switching hands going to the basket for that layup. 59-16, Lady Cards.
12 points in the game for Anaya Chestnut. She hit 8 of the 12 in the first quarter of play. Foul is going to be on Jalen Goodwin, her second. That'll be the team's first here in the fourth quarter with a running clock. Anaya Chestnut comes out. Kylie Stakelin returns. Dunbar with the ball on their end of the floor. They throw it in the backcourt, and Stakelin with a foul. With the clock rolling.
We're going to let this clock just ease its way down.
Second on Stakelin, team second. Coming back off an injury and playing well tonight. She's hit a three-pointer earlier in the game. Also pulled down a rebound. Driving, shot put up off the move. Not there by Yaden. Rebound claimed by Labby. They want to run the weave, but Kylie Chestnut has other thoughts. She steps in there, got the steal. Miller trails the play, put it up and in.
That's what you call running the floor and being rewarded.
Annette Miller in the game with 11 points. Her second game with double figures this year. Coming off the screen, Yaden throws it. Labby with a three-pointer top of the key and hit the three.
Good for her. Nice play. Drew the defenders. They didn't rotate, and she stroked it from the center.
Miller's going to try a three. She can't answer from the right wing. Stakelin got the rebound. Underhand shovels the pass to Goodwin. She missed it, kept alive, but coming away with it, PLD. Dunbar driving. Shot put up in transition. A left-handed bank shot. That's good.
Here come the Lady Bulldogs.
Curry with the bucket there, and GRC back quickly. And the foul in there is going to be on Mackenzie Day, her first, team first, here in this quarter. 5 minutes to play in the game. Kylie Stakelin will go to the free throw line. Stakelin has 3 points in the game. Now make it four. Good-looking free throw technique there.
Nice stroke.
Stakelin now 6 of 8 on the season. Now make it 7 of 9. She makes both free throws here. 5 points in the game for her. Cardinal girls with a big 63-21 lead. At the rim, shot put up, challenged by Miller. It goes out of bounds. Yaden tried to run it in there off the drive, and Miller offering defense in the lane. If Dunbar gets the ball in, left to the circle. Yaden draws a double team, drives in, shovels it off to Levy. She hit her last three. Didn't take a shot there. Probably should have. She turned it over. Kylie Chestnut with a lead pass to Jalen Goodwin. Deep in the right corner. Finds Miller. She likes the dribble. She got in and made it off the drive. They're going to say she was fouled. just inside the foul line as she drove the paint.
And here she is, a young player, but with tremendous anticipation and court vision.
They get it into Miller. She puts it up off the inbound pass. Didn't go. Goodwin got a rebound. Stakeland, spot up three. Missed it. Long rebound comes off. Dunbar has it. Over to Yaden. Driving in. Goodwin cut her off and thought maybe they might call a travel, but they're going to call the foul on Jalen Goodwin. That will be her third, team third of this fourth quarter. 3.5 minutes to play. A lot of players coming in right now.
Yeah, Jalen cut her off. She wasn't going to get that shot off.
Settles, Goodwin, and Miller come out. They bring in Balzer, Cecil, and Howard. Shot off the dribble drive, missed at the rim, and Stakeland had the rebound, and she is just sandwiched down in the blocks. They're going to call that foul on Dunbar. That'll be their third. Turley with the foul. Stakeland brings it in the front court, goes to Kylie Chestnut. Screen down, pop out Leah Howard. Howard's got dribbles, so he puts it on the floor. Perimeter passing by the Cardinal girls until Chestnut with a jump stop. Left hand move and put it in. That was something else. A jump stop and finish with her left hand.
She is very, very talented and has a nose for the basket.
Levy coming off the screen, but Cardinal girls jumper rather than trying to fight over the top. And I thought pretty good play by Cecil. But they're going to call a foul on her. Cecil made the decision to jump instead of fight over. Levy has it working. Checked there by Cecil. Throw it out. Trying to make a move into the paint. Ball is loose. Picked up by Bowser, and we've got a jump ball. As Ariana Daniels check back in for the Lady Bulldogs, it'll be possession to the Cardinal girls. They'll bring it the length of the court with inside of 2 minutes to play. Stakeland with the inbound pass from Howard. Those two girls were our guests last week on Cardinal Connection. Nice look and a pass and a bucket by J.D. Bowser.
Broke down the defense, passed it to the left side for the deuce.
Balzer and Cecil double team. They go to Daniels. She shoots a three off the back iron. Coming off with it, here's Chestnut. Three on two. Finds Stakeland filling the lane. Put it in. That's textbook. That's fundamental.
Yeah, that's pretty. 69-21. Approaching 1 minute left in the game.
Stakeland gets the basket there. She has now 7 points in the game. For the Cardinal girls, 1 minute to play. Daniels intent on getting off a shot. I believe every time the ball's hit her hands, unless she's been double-teamed, she's putting it up.
She just shoveled that one up.
Yeah, two free throws coming. They kind of bailed her out. Daniels with a couple of dribbles and a free throw that went in and came out.
PLD's had a rough night tonight. When you look at that score, they came in intent on making a game of it, but were outclassed from the get-go.
Daniels goes 1 of 2 at the line. She's got 2 points in the game, 2 of 4 free throw shooting, and the 22 points for Dunbar, and they got 10 of those in the second quarter. Jab step there a couple of times by Cecil, didn't go anywhere, and here they're going to call a foul or either say she's on the end line. No, they're going to call a foul. Cecil, her second, or they say her third.
Clock running. We're approaching 10 seconds.
Yeah, this will probably be the last offensive play of the game as Labby's free throw comes off. Leading rebound for Dunbar, leading rebounder for Dunbar at the line. She has 3 points in the game, hit PLD's only three. That free throw short. Stakeland with a rebound. Probably just dribble out the clock, but Daniels is going to foul her in the backcourt, and she'll foul out.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So the horn's going to sound. It's going to wind down and that'll do it. The Cardinal girls bounce back as they snap a two-game winning streak for Dunbar in a final at 69-22 in favor of George Rogers Clark. Cardinal girls win it. They move to 24-3. Dunbar, they go to 10-14. Two-minute commercial break when we return. Post-game show. Game scoring stats and summary coming up on WWKY.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We're at the GRC Arena where this game is over. I don't know about record time, but it was pretty swiftly played despite the fact that we ended up shooting 28 free throws in this ball game. It's over rather quickly as the Cardinal girls. No hangover or any kind of negative effects off of dropping a game. They pick up a 69-22 win here, and Bobby, they played very, very strong. They shared the ball, and defensive intensity got the turnovers.
Well, virtually every player he came into the game was pretty much on cue to do what they were out there to do, and when there was a mistake made, he may have pulled that particular player, but if he put one in there, that player got it done. And so the revolving door was in place for the first 2.5 to 3 quarters or so, and yet the efficiency didn't skip a beat.
Cardinal girls win it 69-22. They took a commanding, as Bobby described, the first quarter, you know, took a commanding 25-2 lead. They rolled that into a 42-12 halftime lead. We had a running clock early in the third and late in the second. We had that running clock for the second half, and Coach Graham, his team defensively, 2 points in the first quarter, 4 points in the third quarter, and looks like 6 points in the fourth. So he likes at least one. He said single-digit quarter. We got three of them tonight.
Well, he got three of them, and he wasn't playing a team that was really that weak. They were playing out of a tough region and had played good competition. But tonight, Coach Daniels' Lady Paul Lawrence Dunbar team was just outclassed.
A 10-win Dunbar team. Their record now goes to 10-14. Looking at some of the team totals in this, Cardinal girls shot 7 of 17 from three-point range. They hit 4 of their first 5. Turnovers in the game, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, they were 1 of 5 from behind the arc. Turnovers in the game, 23 committed by Dunbar, 8 by GRC. no turnovers for the Cardinals in the second half of play. Second chance scoring, it was a 5-2 edge for GRC. Fast break scoring, 11-4 edge to the Cardinal girls. At the free throw line, the GRC girls, they were sparkling. 12 of 12 at the foul line, while Dunbar, they shot 7 of 16. Individually for Dunbar, they got 7 points from their senior team captain, Justice Biggerstaff, and balanced scoring from there on out. 3 points each for Ellie Lavey, also Mackenzie Day, and Sydney Yaden. 2 points scored each by the following players: Layla Flynn, Ariana Daniels, and also Turley had 2 in the game. For the Cardinal girls, Kennedy Stamper, 12 first-half points. She finished the game with 14. Played sparingly, but very productive when she was out there. 7 points in the game for Kylie Chestnut, 2 points for T. Yeast, 7 scored each by Jalen Green and Kylie Stakeland, 4 points for Kanaya Jones, 3 points in the game for Maddie Settles, 12 scored by Anaya Chestnut, 11 for Annette Miller, 2 points for J.D. Balzer, and a host of other Cardinal players played, but didn't score in this ball game. We got head coach Robbie Graham coming up here, and we'll get some coaches' comments from head coach Robbie Graham. His girls, again, pick up a win here on senior night. It's senior night. He had the one lone senior, McKeely Tabor. She's been a spot starter throughout the year for Coach Graham, so it was no surprise seeing her get the start tonight. Coach, we'll start right there. This you got the one senior on the club, and she's been a good one for you. She's moved from an on-ball defender primarily to working into a pretty good mid-range jump shot and really good at the foul line for you.
Yes, she's come a long way, you know, from freshman year, eighth grade freshman year to now. One of our hardest workers, you know, one of our leaders, really works hard, brings it every day, kind of a hard hat. You know, it doesn't always show in numbers with her. But just a tremendous heart and love for the game of basketball, and such a competitor. She's a fierce competitor, and you know, wants to win. You know, every drill she wants to win. You know, just everything. She just wants to compete and give everything she has. And you know, it's been a blessing, you know, to have her over these years, and really going to miss her. But we still got a lot of basketball left. You know, we told them in the locker room, you know, we still got a lot of ball left. This is our last home regular season game.
Right.
We'll host district, and then hopefully we'll continue to play more after that.
Yeah, we're gonna chronicle and track this Cardinal girls team all throughout this. Yeah, you got 3 tough ones to finish up the season with. This game tonight, your team comes in, you hit 4 of your first 5 3-point shots, you hit up 25 points right out of the gate. You hold PLD to 2 points. This team, Dunbar team, they had won 10 games coming in here. They were on a 2-game winning streak. Your girls came out on fire.
Yeah, you know, Friday's game, you know, such a tough physical game and mentally tough. You know, we took Saturday and Sunday off, get away from it a little bit. You know, no basketball. Just go relax, you know, be a teenage young lady, hang out with friends, hang out with family. And we came back Monday, worked on some things, put a couple things in, and, you know, had a pretty good practice. It wasn't long. And then wanted them fresh, you know, for the stretch here. So we'll come back, came back today, and I thought we had good effort. Defense was good, caused some turnovers, got some easy baskets, and really wanted to jump on them early. We felt like our pressure would get to them, and, you know, that's what kind of a good start for us. And so we'll come back tomorrow, have a good practice, and we have some tough games coming up. But, we, you know, those are things we do for a reason. I mean, you know, postseason play is not going to be easy, you know, even from district, you know, to the region. And then if you happen to get the rub, you know, they're all going to be tough. You know, so we'll go to Notre Dame on the road, and we're just talking. We've not won up there. So we're really excited to go up there. Coach Murphy, a friend of mine, one of the guys I truly respect in this game.
Who was Kez Murphy coaching before? He was somewhere else, was
at
it?
Holy Cross.
Yeah, okay.
One state championship.
Yeah, with Covington Holy Cross, a team that that you saw that,
correct.
Hey, that's a top 10 team. So that whole region up there, they've got like 4 teams that are right there in
you
the
have,
top 25.
Holy Cross, you got Ryle, you got Notre Dame, you got Cooper.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be a dogfight for the region.
You're listening to head coach Robbie Graham. His girls win tonight in a big contest, big way, 69-22. Again, Coach Graham, like he's saying, the stakes aren't high, but you got to set the tone. And the score seems lopsided, but you got to have conditioning, and you can't simulate stop and go. And your girls were 12-12 at the foul line tonight. Wow. No turnovers in the second half.
Wow, that's you know, free throws have been an emphasis for our team, and you know, value the ball. First half, we were careless. You know, and some possessions against Sacred Heart, we were very careless and threw some things and just kind of gave them some points. And we just talked about, you know, we got to get rid of those things. Those are things that you know, are your Achilles heel. Those things that can hurt you in big games like that. You know, that turnover in the middle of the third quarter, you think, well, it's just the third quarter. Well, if that leads to a three, you know, then it snowballs.
Is that when you had the wrong person taking the ball out of bounds?
Yes. So we, but you know, the thing about
I tell you what, you were all over them to break that game down, and maybe we will on Cardinal Connection or something. Listen, I'd never seen a top-ranked team, top 20 in the country, turn that ball over with the frequency they did. They had 13 turnovers by the first quarter.
Yeah, and one of the things that, you know, we were oversized, but we always talk about we're not going to be out-toughed or outworked. You know, you may out-talent us, you may be bigger than we are, but we're not going to be out-toughed and we're not going to be outworked. And, you know, we knew we had to be tough or tougher than they are. You know, our thing is we want to hit first, we want to hit hardest, and we want to hit last.
Yeah, and your substitution pattern was quite rapid, and I guess it was the tempo of that game. You know, you had to keep fresh legs because you're trying to turn up the heat.
Absolutely, you know, and that's our, you know, our MO, pressure, trap. You know, we're going to be who we are no matter who we're playing. I mean, we're not going to, you know, because of Sacred Heart, we're not going to just sit down and play you know, not pressure and get after it, because that's just who we are. And, you know, the kids, that's what they want to do, that's what they enjoy, the way they enjoy playing, and that's just who we are.
23 turnovers in this ball game. Kanaya Jones with 5 steals in the ball game. T.E. scores 2 points for you. I think it was a big game for her up there in Louisville. She gets 2 tonight, but she had 4 assists in the first half. You can help in other ways.
Absolutely. You know, your shots are always going to be falling. The thing about us, we don't have that 20-plus point score, but we have a bunch of kids that could get 20 at any time. You know, and that's good to have, you know, because that we don't have to rely on that one player that has to get that, you know, 20 for us to be successful, because it can be anybody. And we share the ball so well.
Sure.
I mean, we're always looking for each other. Sometimes we overpass.
It's
kind of frustrating. But, you know, you'd rather have that problem than somebody's going to, every time they touch you, going to jack it up and then, you know, messes with the you know, your team there. So,
yeah, that's never a good thing. Head coach Robbie Graham, and again, his Cardinal girls, they move now to 24-3 on the season. Got 3 tough games. We're going to be carrying those. Or we're going to pick up the Ashland game. We're going to pick up the Notre Dame game. So, Coach, before we let you go, Bobby, you have something here for
me? Well, shoot, I'm proud of them, Coach. They played their hearts out Friday night. They came back no hangover. And when you're 12-for-12 from the foul line, your team is locked in. So congrats to getting them there.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. And just Valentine's Day tomorrow, so to my beautiful wife that allows me to do this thing, you know, and has been with me the whole time. I think we were looking around 30 years. And, you know, I wish her a happy Valentine's Day. And to my beautiful daughters, I wish them a happy Valentine's Day. And to everybody out there, just, you know, happy Valentine's Day, and everybody be safe and stay blessed.
Yeah, you and I, we got 30-plus years in, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, we've been hitched longer than some people have been hatched, right?
Yeah.
Coach Robbie Graham, his team picks up the win. Appreciate you coming by, Coach.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
you. Well said, sir.
All right, Robbie Graham with a win tonight. The Cardinal girls roll up 69 points in this win. We're going to call it a night and get out of this beautiful GRC arena. And Bobby Baldwin here with me. We got Cardinal Connection tomorrow. They got basketball coming up throughout this week. So be listening to Tim Smith Morning on Main. He'll have the news and the updates. Yes, we're going to be coming in with Thursday game. We go back up to Georgetown to play Scott County in a boys matchup. Notre Dame girls game on the road Friday, and then an afternoon contest with Martin County on the boys. We picked up that Blazer game, so an expanded schedule and a commitment shown by Gateway Radio Works. We appreciate all the sponsors in WWKY. They step up and says, hey, it matters to us.
No question about it, and you're going to hear some quality games, and I'm sure that with this gentleman to my left at the helm, we're going to have a quality call as well.
Well, appreciate it, Bob, and we're going to sign it off. Hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day tomorrow. For Hayes McMakin, our on-site technician, back to Studio Tom. We appreciate his production. Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Tomorrow night, Cardinal Connection. Until then, so long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.